Part of the problem was that Kroll's computations suggested that the most recent ice age occurred 80,000 years ago, whereas the geological evidence increasingly indicated that Earth had undergone some sort of dramatic perturbation much more recently than that. Without a plausible explanation for what might have provoked an ice age, the whole theory fell into abeyance. There it might have remained for some time, except that in the early 1900s, a Serbian academic named Milutin Milankovic, who had no background in celestial motions at all, he was a mechanical engineer by training, developed an unexpected interest in the matter. Milankovic realized that the problem with Kroll's theory was not that it was incorrect, but it was too simple. As Earth moves through space, it is subject not just to variations in the length and shape of its orbit, but also to rhythmic shifts in its angle of orientation to the Sun, its tilt and pitch and wobble, all affecting the length and intensity of sunlight falling on any patch of land. In particular, it is subject to three changes in position, known formally as its obliquity, precession, and eccentricity, over long periods of time. Milankovic wondered if there might be a relationship between these complex cycles and the comings and goings of ice ages. The difficulty was that the cycles were of widely different lengths, of approximately 20,000, 40,000, and 100,000 years, but varying in each case by up to a few thousand years, which meant that determining their points of intersection over long spans of time involved a nearly endless amount of devoted computation. Essentially, Milankovic had to work out the angle and duration of incoming solar radiation at every latitude on Earth in every season for a million years, adjusted for three ever-changing variables.